In 2008, something happened with Washington's southwestern elk population. A sudden increase in reports of elk suffering from lameness, decreasing health, and hoof lesions. The culprit? Elk hoof disease. Margaret Wild, the head of WSU's Elk Hoof Disease Research Program, and Zach Robinson, a master's graduate student, conducted the research and found that infected hooves could spread the disease to healthy animals. Wild says knowing elk hoof disease spreads through infected hoof material means wildlife managers will have a better idea of how to treat and how not to treat the disease.
What's really not on the table right now is a veterinary type treatment that I so wish, and I know so many other people wish, we could develop. An antibiotic or a vaccine or a foot bath. Those just aren't feasible.
What is possible, Wild says, is the removal of infected individuals and fencing off areas where high levels of infection have been observed. Educating hunters on how to properly dispose of hooves, which are sometimes left in the field, could also lessen the risk of transmission. To do the experiment, Wild and Robinson kept 6 young elk in individual pens. The researchers mixed pieces of infected hooves into 4 of the 6 elk pens and added a teaspoon of the mixture between their hooves secured with bandages. 2 elk were left untreated as a control group. They found that within 2 to 3 months, all 4 exposed elk had developed lesions, with a moderate grade infection by the 4th month. While the disease can cause significant pain, elk in the study were treated with medication to alleviate discomfort and humanely euthanized following the research. Wild says future studies may include working to see if the infection can be replicated consistently, studying the bacteria that caused the disease, and seeing whether other factors like diet impact the animal's susceptibility.